الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. صدق الله المولان العظيم. In this ayat al-Karima, Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala says, remind. A reminder is beneficial, is always beneficial for the believers. So, a few reminders. One is, Alhamdulillah, many people have been for Hajj. May Allah accept their Hajj. May Allah forgive everyone's sins. May Allah Ta'ala replace all the expenses with much more barakat from Allah Ta'ala's side. Everyone, many people have made qurbani and have made Eid. May Allah taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. As far as qurbani is concerned, a few lessons. We should say, first of all, we should to make qurbani. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam says, فَطِيبُ بِهَا نَفْسَ. Open your hearts and make qurbani. That is happily and with passion and with devotion. And it is sunnatu abikum Ibrahim, the sunnat of your forefather Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So if it was in our heart, I'm spending 4,500 rand for an animal, let that go out. Let us be happy to spend. Like on many occasions we spend and we want to open. We say the cost factor is nothing. The ceiling is not the limit also. I'll spend everything. Like that, qurbani is actually not of that 4,000 or 5,000 rand. It is not of the animal. It is not of our son. It is not of ourselves. It is our nafs that we are making qurban. And that we should be. So where we have faltered in that, let us determine next year, I'll open my heart more. And I'll do my qurbani with great passion. And also with qurbani, a great ibadat, which is sunnat of abikum Ibrahim, is the sunnat of your forefather Ibrahim. It is living out again the great experience and the great occasion of qurbani. And then in this world, this qurbani will come on the day of Qiyamah, and it will be weighed with its hoofs, horns, everything. The amount of sawab according to the number of hair, fiber on the animal. And then the thing of also of qurbani is going to be our transport over full sirat. And here in this world, if we want to go somewhere, we can go by foot. We know how cumbersome that is. We can go by bus and taxi. We can go by our vehicles. We can go by aeroplane. We can go by economy business class. Or we can go first class. The best we would like. This is now our opportunity to make our transport over Pul Sirat, which is a bridge over Jahannam, according to one riwayat, 1,500 years, 1,500 years. In another riwayat, 15,000 years. And it's not going to be easy at all. This is our opportunity, the qurbani that we make, and the better we make, with more passion, the more we take part, we will be able just to cross full sirat in the flash of a lightning. We will hardly know, and we are in Jannat already. So this is the opportunity Allah has given us. So where we have faltered this year in the qurbani, we destroyed our qurbani by taking photos, for example. Today with the cell phone, so easy. You just take out your phone, you just click a button or two, and there you have taken a photo, but you have destroyed your qurbani. Your 5,000 which you found very hard to take out from your pocket to spend, and there you put it down the drain, where it was going to take you in a flash over Jahannam and take you into Jannah. There we destroyed it. The videoing of the whole qurbani, the intermingling of the sexes, maharim. We don't see who is our maharim and who is not on each day, all together, whether it is at home, in the yard, in the house, on the farms, eating time, we destroy. So let us all our amal, not only our qurbani, let us not, Quran Sharif gives the example of a lady who from the morning till the evening, she, her cotton, her material, she, netting it, and then at night she pulls it all out again. So let us not make amal and destroy them towards the end. Let us preserve our amal. And the importance, don't show it to anyone. Don't boast about our qurbani. We made so many qurbani, etc. I did this, I did that, or any of our other amal. We have to see to them, and that they are accepted by Allah. Then we have to see that on Qiyamah's day, they are preserved for us there. Allah only in His fazl and karam can guide a person. We beg Allah for His mercy, for His kindness. And we beg Allah in the name of those sincere servants of Allah, which are present here in the world and in the past, and we should still be coming in their barakat of Allah, accept our du'as. So our qurbani, let us look after it. Then we are now here in the month of Zulhijjah, which is coming to an end. And alhamdulillah, Allah's fazal, that we're having our majalis now, the end of the Islamic month, so that we can be informed of the coming of the new year, of the new month. So for the month of Muharram, which is a very special month, today is Sunday, by Thursday, Friday, will be the new year. Muharram will start. It will be the new month also, and a new year also. So let us take advantage of this. Many times, many of us, we are unmindful of these wonderful, splendid occasions, and because of which we lose out a lot, because we didn't know. If we don't know, how will we be able to practice? We have to know, and just knowing is not enough. After that, it is to practice. So the Muharram is the first month in the Islamic calendar, and is the most sacred and blessed month from the four sacred months. The four Ashhur-e-Hurum, the four sacred months are Rajab, which was in the past, and then Zul-Qa'dah, which we finished, Zul-Hijjah, which we are finishing, and now the month of Muharram is coming. So this month of Muharram, of the four months, it is the most sacred month. The fast of this month is equal, each day's fast, 29, 30 days, we get the roza, get the sawab of keeping 30 rozas. One roza and you get 30 rozas. If we keep the whole month, 900, almost 2.5-3 years. And during this Ashhur-e-Hurum, a person who keeps rozas on Thursday, Friday and Saturday, they are just now the Muharram 4 weekends that are left. If a person keeps those rozas, he gets the sawab of 700 years ibadat. Imagine 700, and what is that? About 250,000 years, days. 3 days roza, and you get the sawab of keeping roza for 252,000 days roza. And what does this mean? It doesn't mean that just in Jannat it will be, he kept 252,000 years roza. No, there it will translate into the great enjoyments of Jannah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on the occasion of Mi'raj, inform your ummah that Jannat is qi'an. It's a barren, empty place. Wa ghirasuha. And all the furnishing of Jannat, all the enjoyments of Jannat, the food and the fruit of Jannat, the flowers and the gardens of Jannat, the great water features, the beautiful damsels and Hurul Ain of Jannat, the beautiful mansions and all the furnishing and whatever we call appliances here. And whatever technology we have, the technology of Allah, dunya's technology can never ever altogether reach the least technology of Allah Ta'ala. There are many people who love their fishing, who love their hunting, who love their water sports, their scuba diving, many things, bungee jumps, whatever a person loves, all this cannot compare with the enjoyments of Jannah. So all this will translate into those enjoyments. It isn't only that we'll see I've got so much sawab, or this is my status. No, it's going to translate into all that enjoyment. And dunya's enjoyments, no matter what they are, the fear always at the back of the mind, for which many a person, unfortunately, many Muslims also, we take out insurance for that. In any case, insurance can't stop the harm from happening. You take out car insurance, it can't stop an accident. It can't stop a life being lost. All it can do afterwards, after looking for loopholes not to pay out, then they will pay out perhaps something. But with Allah Ta'ala, there will be no sickness in Jannah, no illness in Jannah, no old age, no coughing, no phlegm in Jannah, no dying in Jannah, nothing, only enjoyment. And dunya's enjoyments, whatever they are also, are very temporary. Jannah is forever and ever and ever. And not only forever, all the time, increasing all the time, becoming better and better. So this is our opportunity in this worldly life to make effort for that eternal life. خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. Much more better it is, much more permanent it is. Dunya is extremely temporary, and it's fake. It's not genuine at all. Akhirat is the real. Unfortunately, living in Western societies and systems and growing up in their schools and with their education and being bombarded with their things on their TV, on the phone, we also are thinking like the Western people. We have made dunya our object of life and we have forgotten the akhirat. And on the other hand, the enjoyments of dunya, which in most cases have got haram in them, whether it's a haram relationship with somebody, whether you are driving a luxurious motor car for which you took out, you bought it on HP, or it is your house which is bonded, you took a bond from the bank, what the enjoyment it appears here, it isn't only guna, a debit balance, a minus on your bank balance, but it will translate into the snakes of Jahannam. It will translate into the blazing fire of Jahannam. This morning, Maulana Mehtar Sahib explained that people in Jahannam will be burning to ashes, but death won't come. La yamutu fiha wa la yahya. They will beg Allah for respite. We can't take this heat. Allah will give them respite. What will that be? They will be put into zam harir. And what is that? It is the fridge, the deep freeze of Jahannam. When they go there, it will be so cold, their bones will be crushed. And they will beg to come out from there. And they come out from there, they will be in the fire of Jahannam again. People will suffer hunger to such an extent. We don't know what is hunger. People of Palestine, they know what is hunger. We don't even in Ramzan, we don't know what is hunger. We just think I'm hungry, but we don't know what is a person who didn't get food and no hope of food anywhere in the future. That person asks him his condition. People of Jahannam will be in that condition. And then they will beg for food. They will be given the fruit of Jahannam, which will be thorns. And their thorns will get stuck in their throat. And then they will beg for something to wash it down. They will be given boiling water by which the upper lip will go right up till the eyes. The lower lip will go right till the navel. That is what is the enjoyment of the haram enjoyment of this dunya. That will result there in death. So don't think it is only it's a guna or it's only you go to Jahannam. No, it's a great, great real reality. This dunya is a false, it's a dream world. We will at the time of mort realize that I was just dreaming in this world. It was not a life at all. Real life is akhirat's life. And that is that iman bil ghaib. May Allah bless us with that yaqeen. So this month of Muharram is a great month. The honor and sanctity of Muharram can also be gauged by the fact that in the Quran Majid, Allah takes an oath on the first morning of Muharram, where Allah Ta'ala says, wal fajr. And there are more tafsirs of this ayat also. But Imam Qatada rahmatullah alayhi says that it refers to the first fajr of Muharram. And it isn't only the first of the month of Muharram, but the first of the new year. And it is customary with all people for a new year, whether it is the new year according to the calendar, or according to my birth, my new year, or my new year in my studies, etc., to make resolutions. So to make resolutions for the coming year. And this is the first of the month, the Wal Fajr. And we should also try to go into the tafsir of the whole surah Wal Fajr and the whole Quran Sharif, which has got such magnificent subject matter for us and such great, great lessons for us. So this is the first of that month. In the Hadith Sharif, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum would read this dua. There are many versions of this dua in the hadith. Allahumma hillahu alina bil yumni wal imani wal islami wa salamati rabbi wa rabbukallah. There are quite a few versions. Every month let us try and make a habit. Before we should just, we should go out and look for the moon. Then a time came when we were glued to the radio for announcements of the moon. Now we're just looking at our phone, whether there's a message the moon has been sighted. Nobody practically of us ever thinks of going up and looking in the horizon. So try and make it a habit. It's a sunnat on the 29th to go out and look, even if we know it's not going to be sighted. And then also, but just give a cursory glance also. And when we see the moon, whether it is on the 1st or the 2nd, then read this dua. And for the month of Muharram, make the niyat for the new month and for the new year also. And what a beautiful dua for barakat and goodness in everything. And the month of Muharram has been referred to as the month of Allah Ta'ala in the Hadith Sharif. And before Islam, this month was it had another name. But then Allah Ta'ala himself changed the name to the month of Muharram. And therefore it is called the month of Allah Ta'ala. So this is a special month which is coming. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and the righteous and pious paid great attention to 3 10-day periods of the year. The first was the last 10 days and 10 nights of Ramadan, which alhamdulillah the ummah generally still observes as very, very righteous, pious, great days and nights, in which comes the odd night, in which comes Laylatul Qadr, in which comes Laylatul Jaizah, in which comes the night of Eid. Great, great nights they are. And then the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, which we have just passed, the days of Hajj, the days when all the Muslims of the world and millions are there in Arafat, and then going to Muzdalifah at night, the next morning to Mina, to Makkah Sharif, making tawaf, coming back to Mina, Allahu Akbar, those 10 days. With regard to the first 9 days, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah does not love his ibadat more in any other days than those days, which are referred to the 10 days, effectively the 9 days. And in that the first 8 days, the great ibadat is the third kalima. Let us also reflect this year, how much did I read the third kalima during the first 8 days. The end very effective is May Allah give us tawfiq to make salatu tasbih, that in which we will reach 300. According to Akabir and our Buzurg, to do something in abundance is doing it 300 times. So by reading it in salatu tasbih, a person won't feel it also. And he will have read it 300 times. And there are so great virtues of walbaqiyatu salihat. Let us all read them. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa tabarakallah. Read that also, more virtues come. And by the reading of this, there are this words of, we are still here on the floor, in the masjid, yeah, but these words have already reached the arsh of Allah. And they are busy making tawaf. And they got a buzzing sound like the buzzing sound of a bee. And what are they? Yuzakkirna bisahibihinna. They are boasting, they are talking about those who read it. We all read it by the arsh of Allah, in front of Allah, they are talking good about us. That those people on a Sunday morning, they sacrifice their sleep, which normally they will sleep late till on a Sunday morning. They will have a hearty breakfast, a brunch, but they sacrifice all that they came here, and they have read these kalimat. And then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, don't you love that you have something that boasts and it speaks about you, boasts about you in front of Allah? And that is by reading, Insha'Allah, 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 Allah grant us all Jannah directly. We will Insha'Allah enter and we will get the enjoyments of Jannah. But these words will carry on there. And by that, our stages will keep on rising there. So this is the opportunity to read that kalima. And we can't end with bayan, speaking of the glory of the third kalima, of Tawbah and Istighfar, of Durood Sharif, of Tilawat of Quran Sharif, of all the noble things which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. So Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala, let us appreciate the 10 days which are coming. The rozas of the month of Muharram, each roza has got the value of the whole of 30 days rozas. And especially the first 10 days. And in them also, especially the 9th and the 10th, which actually was the 10th alone. But Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, what a great Nabi, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, a mercy to all the realms. He has taught us that even in the Ibadat, that the Rosa, he asked the Jews who were keeping, why are you keeping this Rosa? When he came to Medina Sharif and found him fasting, they said that Allah gave salvation to Nabi Musa Alayhi Salam, to Bani Israel on this day from the tortures and clutches of Fir'aun. We ask Allah Ta'ala also that by the barakat of this Bukhari Sharif Khatam, Quran Sharif Khatam, the du'as of everyone, that Allah save the Palestinians, save all the Muslims from all the tortures and all the difficulties they are going through. So then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, we have got more right. So from here we learn that today, Alhamdulillah, Allah shukr, Allah gave us the opportunity to be part of this Bukhari Sharif Khatam, Quran Sharif, the Dua, etc. But let us also keep Roza. Make niyat even for tomorrow and the first 10 days of Muharram, so that Allah must save the Palestinians, save all Muslims who are in difficulties. Keep Roza for it also. That nobody can say that I can't do that. That we can do. And to keep Nafal Roza is a sign that you are doing it with passion, that you want to do it. So for the sake of the Palestinians and whoever wants the condition of the world to change and become better, you yourself become better. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he used to be busy with his tahajjud and he gets the thought of his children or he sees them, then he increases his ibadat. More devotion, more passion, more quantity, more quality. And he says, I'm doing it for them. Because in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. Those two boys whose treasure was buried in the foundation of a wall. And the wall was falling down. And that treasure should have been exposed. And before they came of age and knew the value and what they possessed, people should have squandered it. But Allah Ta'ala made Khidr alayhi salam build up that wall. And Abu Huma Saliha, that the father was pious. Allama Alusi in Ruhul Ma'ani writes, it was the father of the 10th generation. So your great, not your grandfather, not your grandfather, not your great-grandfather, not your great-great-grandfather, till the 10th, he was pious. Because of his barakat, the 10th generation down, Allah looked after their treasure. So if we want to look after our children, we want them to come on hidayat, we want them to prosper in dunya, we want them to have a healthy life, a wealthy life, a good thing, we must come right. So it just affects other people. So how much we become right, we turn to Allah, we make tawbah istighfar, our deeni life comes right, so much the Palestinians will also benefit. And all the suffering people in the world, how much we get involved in guna, it just affects them also. It affects us also, it affects them also. So Allah give us tawfiq to turn more to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and to make Allah ta'ala's ibadat. So this 10 days of Muharram and then the 9th and 10th when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, next day if I live, I will keep the 9th and the 10th also, Roza, or the 10th and the 11th. We see that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam taught us that not only in the matters of dunya, but even in the matters of deen, don't make tashabbuh with the kuffar. Don't go to their churches and their monasteries and their temples and their synagogues. Don't allow them to come to our places just for amusement and their napaki. Innama al-mushrikuna najasun. These mushriks, non-believers, they are napak. Their hearts are filled with kufr and shirk. For them to invite them to come to our masjid, coming with their scanty dressing, etc. And then the ladies are in their menses. And the man, no istinja, they don't know what is paki. With all that filth and dirt we allow to them to come into the masjid, this is not permissible at all. And so let us keep the sanctity. So not only in dunya's matters must we be different from them, but khaliful yahud wa nasara. Be away from the ways of the yahud. Man kassara sawaduhum. Man saw kassara sawadu qawmin. Fahuwa minhum. If we increase their numbers in all these things, they're going to their sports stadiums, going to their other wrong, haram things, we are counted amongst them. Man radiya bi amali qawmin, a person who is happy with the actions of any people, kana sharikan fihim, he is part of them. Even if we are not there, the World Cup that takes place, wherever in the world it takes place, we don't go, but we are happy with it, that the World Cup is taking place. We get the same guna as though we are there. And those people who are there by force, for some reason, but they are not happy to be there, they don't get any guna there, though they are there. So it is our heart, by inclination of our heart. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam taught us to go against the ways of the Jews and the Christians. Khaliful Yahud wa Nasara. In the Quran Sharif, Surah Fatiha, we read almost about 50 times a day. Whether we read it ourselves or the Imam reads it, whether we read it in our heart, just in our namazes alone. And every time we read Surah Fatiha, we are saying, Ghayril Maghdubi Alayhim Waladdalin. We don't want to follow the ways of the Yahud and the Nasara, the ways of the wrong people. But the irony of the matter is, I am dressed in a Bermuda. I've got a t-shirt on, and I've got a two-length hairstyle, and I've got a Yahudi Salafi Saudi kurta on. I dress like them. I appear like them, and I say I don't want to be amongst them. A kurta also, wear the slit kurta, the short kurta, which is the way of the Taliban. The Taliban are those people who are standing up for Islam, who are bringing Islam alive in the world. The Saudis are those people who are destroying Islam, the aqaid of Islam. They are such that the ambassador of Saudi Arabia to the UK, to England, he said that we are in power not because of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We got nothing to do with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Waliyazu billah, waliyazu billah. We came in power by our fighting, which is a lie. It was Lawrence of Arabia who crushed the Khilafat-e Usmani, and by Kurkari, they brought the Ali Saud into power. They did not fight and come into power. But anyway, they say we are here in power because we fought and it's our land. And we will rule it as we want to. We won't rule it according to Quran and Hadith. So make dua at this time. And in that, whatever little we oppose the ways of the Jews and the Christians, so much it will be to our benefit. So even in dunya's matters we must oppose. And in dini matters even more. But unfortunately, today our thinking, what they did first, they colonized our minds. That we made us think like them. Judge Akbar Allahabadi said that Fir'aun, he did not have to kill so many children of the Bani Israel, the male issues. And he is regarded by the world as a great oppressor who killed so many small infants. All he had to do, he should open up schools and colleges. And what objects he had in mind, that all must think like him. That should have been achieved, and all should praise him. He opened up schools and he opened up universities. Then that is what the schools and universities, they make us think like them. You are never a free thinker when you go to school and university. People in the family were asking small children, they ask plenty questions. And in the school, you are taught not to ask, listen and obey and accept what we tell you. In other words, your thinking, they completely lock your thinking, that you can't think for yourself. In Islamic way, أَفَلَا تَتَفَكَّرُونَ, the Quran invites over and over, why don't you think, why don't you meditate, why don't you ponder, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ the آيَاتٍ لِقَوْمِ, the people who use their brains, we are asked to use our, and that conviction, one is Iman that we get, we are born in a Muslim home, we accept Islam. One is that Iman, you are convinced of it. That is what we have to work for. That you are completely convinced to the crevices of your heart that Iman, Quran, Hadith, this is the only truth. And when you follow Quran and Hadith, Allah makes you leaders. When you follow the West, Allah makes you animals. Animals that follow. You will never become a leader. Even till today, Muslim scientists who make big discoveries, but they have a superior over them. And that discovery is not attributed to that Muslim worker, that Muslim student scholar. It is attributed to his superior, who is always a non-Muslim. And it goes down in history that he made this discovery. Whereas all that work was done by the junior, and he did it. But because he's a Muslim, his name doesn't come anywhere. So we will never become a leader as long as we follow them. If we follow Quran and Hadith, you are not left as followers. When you become a true follower of Quran and Hadith, Allah makes you the leaders of the world. That is in the Quran. Theoretically, it is 100% proof. And historically, the Sahaba who followed Quran and Hadith, they became the leaders of the world. The world follows the Sahaba. And the world honors every Sahabi. So let us follow that way. So with regard to that, let us become conscious of the issue of Palestine. Let us become more righteous and pious. Choose our way correctly, the path of deen, and oppose the ways. Khalif, go against the ways of the Yahud and Nasara. We must follow the ways of deen. But unfortunately, we as Muslims, we are promoting in our homes, we promote the lifestyle of the kuffar. We promote all the haram things in our homes. Whereas we should be completely shunning it. There should be no entry for any way of the non-Muslims in our lives, in our homes, in our societies. But today we host it. Today we have made sports a means to entice our youth to come to deen. That is the antithesis, the opposite of deen. And deen is not a place for sports and amusement. Allah Ta'ala didn't make fun and jokes about His creation. Allah Ta'ala didn't have a child, took a child in His creation. Allah is far above that. Allah has brought reality to us. So let us bring deen into our lives. Let us boycott the ways of the Jews and the Christians, the ways of all other people, even our own Indian customs, even our own family customs. What are customs which are not according to Sharia, shun them. We are not Indian Muslims, we are not Arab Muslims, we are not Chinese Muslims. We are Muslims of Sunnah and Quran. Quran and Hadith, we are the followers of that. And that is what must come into our lives. So Allah guide us towards that. So boycott the ways, boycott the products. How sad it is. How many of us, we can't live without Coke and Pepsi. And it is, besides the deeny point of view, from a dunya's point of view, it's poison. The amount of sugar which is in there, and a sugar-based patient is a patient that is living, is just hanging onto life. And the amount of sugar that is put in Coke and in Pepsi and in all this fizzy, gassy drinks, and the gas which is put in there, all very harmful for the health. And as far as deen is concerned, what ingredients there are in there, they are terrible ingredients in these drinks. But how many of us, scholars of deen, and we can't stay without these things. What a sad case. And many other of the haram things. And remember, every drop of Coke that you drink, you are spilling the blood of the Palestinians. The torture which is taking place, you are helping. Indirectly, you are supporting it. That money goes there to Israel. And they use it in order to kill the Jews, to kill the Muslims. So it is we who are supporting them. And all the other things also, we must boycott it completely. And at least let us make an awareness campaign to make people aware of what is happening. Today we ourselves are not aware of the terrible suffering. It's too hard to speak about what sufferings they are going through. And that is only the little that is coming through. What is actually happening on the ground on a 24-hour basis, and we are enjoying in our lives. We are enjoying living their lifestyle. We are enjoying living like them. May Allah Ta'ala open our eyes. Mort is coming and mort is a reality. When mort will come, we will realize that I was not living in the world. I was in a dream world. I was only dreaming. And now reality and haqiqat has come. When Malakul Maut will come, then our eyes will open. And then it will be too late. May Allah guide us all to righteousness, to His obedience, and to His pleasure, and save us from all, from name and fame, from doing things for show, for Shaitan attacks us in various ways. He might stop you from womanizing. He might stop you from haram money. But then he gets you involved into doing things for name and fame. For doing things for show. That the people must, to let the people know. Only Allah can protect us. And whoever, it can be a Shaykhul Mashayikh, a Shaykh who's got Khalifas under him. But if he becomes unaware of his own Islah, and that is that we don't make niyat of our Islah, and we don't do anything for our Islah, then this person, forget him remaining salih, a pious person, forget him being a Muslim, correcting other people, he won't even remain a salih, a pious person. So ye Muslim kya hoga, salih bhi nahi rahega. Forget correcting other people, he himself won't be pious also. And a person who is in that condition, who thinks that my Islah is made. My Shaykh made my Islah. I got Khilafat. So I am made now. That person would, and ana wala ghairi. I am the big Shaykh today of the world. That person, wo mustaqil, jo apne aap ko mustaqil bhi zaat samajhta hai, wo mustaqil baj zaat hota hai. He is the most evil person, that person. Though outwardly he appears like a big Shaykh, and we all give respect for him. But if he's not worried of his Isla, and he thinks I'm everyone and I'm everything, he is the worst person. May Allah help us and guide us. May Allah direct us to righteousness, inshallah.